I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She tried to get Catherine on track, and he's not to be trusted in a kayak. It's Watch What Happens Live with Leva and Shep from Southern Charm now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Oh my God, we got Ramona Eyes. We got a whole lot happening over here. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse after tonight's Southern Charm finale that was second to none in terms of the drama. Joining me from Southern Charm, it's Leva Bonaparte. Hey, Leva.
Hi, Andy.
Great to see you, looking beautiful. And everyone's favorite human golden retriever, Shep Rose. Hey, Shep.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
Great to see you. Quite a surprise to see that pregnancy test at the end of the episode, right?
Yeah. That was wild.
That was wild. You know, Leva, we got a lot of questions for you about your interactions with Catherine. Heather on Facebook said, why is the focus on taking Catherine down so hard? Is some of it based on your friendship with Cameron? Are you out to get her because of the bad blood between Cameron and Catherine?
Yeah, it's actually funny because both Catherine and I were at dinner last night. and we're always confused by like the idea of the takedown and like the her versus me, because at the end of the day, I think everybody has to realize that all of this happened, whatever, 8-9 months ago. It was in the news. It was like national news for whole back and forth with this particular radio host. And so at that time, this information was everywhere for us. And I knew that in order for Catherine to not sort of go down the route of cancel, she had to go down the route of like addressing and talking about it. And so it really wasn't, I know many people don't believe me, but it really was just about like, let's not sweep this under the rug because it's not going to work.
Do you regret any of your interactions with Catherine this season?
I do. I mean, some of them, I think, you know, Andy, it's funny because Catherine and I knew each other as sort of like social friends, but I didn't know her as a really close friend like Madison and Danny did. So I didn't know she struggles with anxiety or like the way she reacts to things is kind of like burying her head in the sand and running away. I'm the opposite. It's like once it's on the brain, it's on the mouth. I need to hammer it out. So a lot of personality clashes, you know, happened with what was really happening. It was like, I would get offended by things that were just her personality. And she was like, let it go. When I'm like, no, I'm just trying to talk right. It out so that we can square it away and be besties. Right. You know what I mean? Like that's how
Fatima M wants to know, Shep, do you think the timing of Madison getting that text about the girl that he was hooking up with was too ironic, considering she was at a huge party with Austin.
Yeah, honestly, that took me by surprise. And, you know, it was just kind of like emblematic of the discord in their relationship. If you're broken up, yeah, there's no skin in the game anymore, but there's always skin in the game with those two, and they can't seem to let go. But that treehouse, man, that was pretty,
radical. Shep, Ruth A. wants to know, do you think any of the conversation at the end of tonight's episode really got through to Catherine? In my opinion, it seems like it went in one ear and out the other, Ruth says.
Well, I've got a couple quick things. First of all, I thought it was telling when Madison Simon was in the treehouse, again, the treehouse, with Catherine, and Catherine goes, you don't understand what I'm going through right now. And Madison, having known her for a while, was like, it's always something. There's always something you're going through. So, and I kind of was like, that's actually true. Like, there's just always tumultuousness that she brings on herself. But having said that, and I said this at the reunion, if 10 different people are hammering you on the head when you make a mistake, it dulls the message and it might turn you bitter instead of contrite. So I think Leva was a good person. I think it snowballed a little bit and everybody wanted to get on board. And then it just kind of got, the message got lost somewhere. I think would, yeah.
Well, it seems like Shep might have found Miss Wright in Taylor this season, but does that mean Charleston's infamous Peter Pan has hung up his green tights for good? Let's see where Shep and Taylor stand today. Have you met each other's parents, Shep?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then our parents have met, by
the way. Wow. Do you live together?
That's serious. No, no.
She has her own apartment. It's literally like less than 10 minutes away. But she stays with me 6 nights a week. We might as well live together.
What's the biggest way your relationship with Taylor is different from your past relationships?
Oh, man. She's one of the guys. And my friends all love her. My family loves her. It's just nice to have that support. And you have people who are like, I love your girlfriend. And it just feels good. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy because you do too. And it's confirmation.
I love her. Yeah. Aww.
You once told your mom you were looking for someone who could fit in at the country club. Does Taylor fit in at the country club?
That's the thing. She fits in everywhere. I mean, she's so adaptable.
Wow. Have you celebrated any anniversary milestones together yet?
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that. We met at the beginning of last year, November. So this November, we're like, I think it's been a year, but that kind of thing isn't important to her. Thank goodness. That's another
quality. Does she have Catherine's, does she have Patricia's approval?
Unfortunately, with COVID, she hasn't had a lot of time to spend with Patricia, but she loves Whitney and Whitney loves her. So maybe by osmosis, Patricia has the blessing.
All right. Well, mazel tov to you. You know, it's funny that that Leva owns a sports bar named First Place, because in the Southern Charm Cruise, she always gets first place in sports like maturity, sanity, and empathy. So let's have her call balls and strikes with her friend's past behaviors. Leva, do you love it or Leva it? Naomi making fun of Craig's sewing.
I mean, I kind of at the time, it would give me a good giggle, but I kind of loved it at the time. Sorry, Craig. It was just funny.
How did you feel about Shep calling Madison white trash?
No, not nice.
How did you feel about Whitney's mustache?
I love Whitney's mustache. It needs to stay. I like it.
Audience doesn't agree. What about Catherine's penchant for being late to everything?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that picture. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
What about Craig's kind of alternative facts about graduating from law school?
Love it.
What about Catherine and Shep's numerous hookups?
Oh, I forgot about that. Kind of love it. I mean, whatever.
What about Madison telling Austin that Shep gave Danny something?
Oh, love it. No, that was dirty. No.
How about Whitney's extreme closeness with his mom?
I mean, I'm a boy mom, so I love it.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, we filmed the Southern Charm reunion a few weeks ago, and I know my guests will agree it had more drama than Gwen's has smart tops at affordable prices. It's time for a little reunion. Pick your answers to my reunion queries between the bobbing heads of your pals, Craig, Austin, Catherine, Madison, Pringle, and Danny. Who gets your vote for best dressed, Leva?
Catherine.
Shep, who do you think was the least accountable for their bad behavior?
Catherine.
Who gets the tipsiest? I'm going to answer this. Craig was Blotto. Who was the best source of comedic relief? Leva?
I thought Pringle.
Yeah. Who seemed the most nervous, Leva?
Maybe Shep, maybe were you a little nervous?
I thought Madison kind of for once.
Madison.
Yes.
It was Madison. You're right.
Who likely left a little bit annoyed at me?
I think Catherine, but I think it was misplaced. You were asking her completely fair questions and she just couldn't deliver.
Last but not least, who was the most full of BS?
Craig. Craig, for sure.
Craig was something, I gotta tell you.
He was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, he was from the get-go. All right, thanks for playing. Let's take some questions from our virtual audience. Annie, where are you? You have a question for Leva?
Hi, Leva. So now that Danny and Catherine seem to have made up, do you think Danny will continue to enable Catherine, or do you think she sees the relationship differently now that everything that has happened this season?
Yeah, I think Danny sort of came to like a place where she was able to be really honest. I think you see that even in this episode down at the dock where they're actually able to really communicate in an efficient manner. I think she sort of has set her peace and created some boundaries. And I think that'll allow them to actually be better friends because Danny isn't sweeping her grievances under the rug. You know what I mean? So yeah.
All right. Good answer. Denisha has a question for Shep.
As someone who's been very vocal on social media about politics, you must have a really strong opinion about the things Catherine said. Why don't you speak up more about it?
Good question. Yeah, this came up at the reunion too.
And I don't really have a great answer, but I thought Leva was the perfect agent to sort of address that and add that to the fact that Catherine reached out to Leva, you know. And so I think that, again, beating someone over the head with 100 different sticks is not going to really help them change. I think you need a focused message and some accountability. So, and I mean, my default setting, honestly, is not to be all that serious. So I don't know how I would have approached it, honestly.
Okay, well, on part one of the Southern Charm reunion, the group has a lot of gripes about Madison's death grip on Austin. Here's a sneak peek of the reunion. It airs a week from tonight.
I'm not gonna lie, I am scared of Madison. I don't know what the she's gonna do or say.
No one does. It's like sad and sadistic, Madison.
Why would Madison let Austin go? He's cheap labor.
Austin, sad because it's true.
I know, when you don't speak up.
You can speak up for yourself at any time, Austin.
Yeah, look, buddy, I'm going to have my time.
Okay.
He's cheap labor. Oh, my God. Wow. Shep, it's ironic that you called Austin cheap labor in that clip because we're about to give you a mere penny for your thoughts. Let's play Shep Rose-Colored Glasses, round two. We played this with your nemesis, Madison. Now it's your turn to muster up some kind statements about her. Okay, let's say a prayer, audience. What would be the best perk of dating Madison, Shep?
She keep you on your toes. You couldn't get away with anything. And some guys are into that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how would you rate Madison's style?
A 6. I mean, I think she's a little too flamboyant. I'm more of a jeans and t-shirt guy.
What's the most impressive thing about Madison as a businesswoman?
I mean, she takes it very seriously. Add that to the fact that she's got a child, you know, so she's a busy lady, and so I respect that.
Describe Madison's scent.
Scent? I haven't raspberry surprise. I don't know. I haven't got that close to her. She won't let me that close.
What's one thing Madison is better at than you are?
Cutting hair.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Honestly, not that tight. We're not that tight, but
I yeah, I know. That's the point of the game, sweetie. Okay, let's bail out of this game. I have more questions for you. Chef Frederick Z said, why didn't you stop Pringle when he continued to accuse the girls of bullying? It seemed like he really should have just butted out.
Well, I at these parties, as you can tell from this season, I just try to grab Taylor and escape.
Right, right.
And usually to the closest body of water we can find so we can swim together because we both love to swim.
Leva, Clement Four said, I find it odd that Leva would be all over Catherine, yet says she would be Chiquita Banana regarding her choice of a dress. What's her response to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think when my husband was calling me that, he was really just referring to it's a cartoon of a banana. But of course, you know, it's emulated off a person. So if that could in any way hurt somebody, I meant it really in a positive way, because I do like a little flair in my fashion, but I just can't do it every day.
Shep,
I apologize if it hurt anybody. But
Mateo D said, do you think tonight's blow up between Madison and Danny was a sign that they both might not be over their drama from last season?
You know, Madison wanted Catherine to charge into the situation and be demonstrative. And I honestly think that was bad advice. So I understand where Danny was coming from, but boy, that was a heated exchange.
Leva, Willie R said, do you think Madison had a right to be mad that Austin hooked up with another girl the weekend before the party? And do you agree with Austin that she can't stand not having his attention?
Yeah, I mean, Madison definitely wants his attention. That's obvious. We all know that. But I mean, I think this whole time it's just, we never know where their relationship stands. So none of us know, were they actually together then? Were they not? Were they telling each other one thing, telling us one thing? So you just never know. And you just stop getting involved.
Well, here's a question. Amanda H. wants to know why Madison's constantly villainized for her casual dating, but when Shep, Austin, Thomas, and others in their circle sleep with most of Charleston, they're just boys being boys. Now, that is an interesting question. And the audience agrees. And I mean, Shep, do you have an answer for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in that double standard. Everybody, I mean, be as promiscuous, whatever sex you are, as you want. But it's obvious who held all the cards in their relationship and who was the sort of the whipping boy. And so you feel bad for the underdog, kind of. So, and you just wish if she was interested in other men, which is totally fine, let him go. That was our whole thing. Cut him loose.
Leva, you agree with that answer?
Yeah, now that I've been around it for so long, it's just like, let them loose, you know?
All right. I mean, look at these women in the audience with they have Ramona eyes and they have an I cooked, I decorated, I cooked, I made it nice thing. Good for you. Wow. I'm impressed by your determination. I love all the couples that we've been having in the audience lately. It's very fun. Leva, Terrence F., said, on a scale from 1 to 10, how drunk was Madison while calling in Austin a beta to his face?
Yeah, I think everybody was really trying to, like, you know, it's a bathing suit day, so girls don't eat a lot. So that means you go 0 to, like, 100 in, like, 3 drinks. So, yeah, I think she was on it.
Hey, can I add something to that real quick?
Yeah.
If he's the one kind of having side pieces, even though they're not dating, how does that make him a beta? I mean, that sort of goes against logic if you think about it.
You mean it would make him an alpha?
Yeah, good on him. You know what
there
I mean?
You go. Shep, Donna S. wants to know that Craig just can't seem to let the Austin Madison drama go. Why?
Well, it's funny because I carried that torch season 6, and now Craig has picked it up and he's like running to the Olympic torch to light the whole thing. Like, Muhammad Ali in Atlanta. But yeah, so I kind of I take a small bit of satisfaction when I see him do that, because I'm like, I was trying to tell you that this was a messed up situation and none of y'all believe me.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, it's time for Watch What Happens 5, everybody. When this show isn't covering serious topics, like that time I reported on the Bin Laden raid with Alexis Bellino, or that time our viewers correctly predicted the outcome of the 2016 election, we also take pride in creating some of the trippiest, dumbest games ever to grace your TV screens. Tonight, we're counting down our top 5 stupidest games of all time. Landing in at number 5, it's a game that had two below-deck stews landing on their crewmate's face. Kate and Aisha playing Sit on Jack's Face. That was fun. To all the foot fetishes who tweet in questions for our guest, number 4 is for you. Amanda Pete, are those your feet? Who wouldn't want to play that? Number 3 was quite the rim shot. It's Margaret Josephs and Wendy McClendon Covey playing Would You Rather, Monkey's Asshole Edition. They said if they'd rather do a thing or lick a monkey's asshole. Sorry, PETA. Our number 2 entry was all about where people went number 1 when Marie Osmond played Have They Peed on Stage. And finally, our number 1 stupidest game was when Sarah Silverman and I played The Deadliest Crotch.
Sarah and I will attempt to crush different items with our crotches.
So bad. Tacos. I'm such a...
I mean, fun for the whole family. Actually, you should not play these with your family. I want to thank Leva and Shep for being here. Kenya Moore's 50th birthday party Sunday night. Watch our after show on Twitter now.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back with Leva and Shep from Southern Charm. The reunion starts next week. Shep, Katie S. said, it's no secret you haven't been Madison's biggest fan. How would you feel if she moved on with Pringle?
I don't think it would work out, but I would be happy for it, you know? And I think Austin says it in this final episode. He goes, go ahead, man. She's all yours.
Leva, Gene M. said, do you think Craig really had zero idea of the other things Catherine said? It was all over the blogs.
I mean, I really don't think that they really looked it up. There was so much focus on the monkey emoji and not the other things that were said. And so I think they were just like, oh, it could have been a mistake or whatever. And my focus and the other girls was never the emoji. It was the other stuff. And that wasn't as apparent. So... he might not have seen it.
Shep, Sonia R. said, since you've dated Danny in the past, how do you view her relationship with Catherine? Is it a healthy one?
I don't think so. I think that it's almost like Austin and Madison, like right. With Catherine being Madison and she being Austin, she always goes back to the flame and she gets burned time and time again. But it's not. I don't know. You'll have to ask her, but maybe that analogy rings true. I don't know.
Leva, Mike M. wants to know if you still think Catherine is with her boyfriend as an act since they're still together.
No, I actually think they like each other. I think it's really sweet and cute. I've seen them together, and I think they're actually really wonderful.
Shep, Oliver B. wants to know if you think Austin and Madison could ever be friends.
Oh, that I think they will always be friends. I was in a car with Austin not long ago, and she called and put on speaker, and you could tell that they were generally invested in each other's lives and cared about each other. Just romantically, to just no, please no.
Shep, Amani T wants to know why you think Patrick and your friend Whitney continue to doubt your relationship with Taylor. Patricia said on Watch What Happens Live that Whitney calls it a showmance.
No, Whitney just wants me to be like him. He wants me to go into my 50s without a marriage, without family, that sort of thing. And honestly, it's not a bad life. He just got back from Tulum and all this shit. He has a lot of fun.
Right. There you go. Well, so do you, Sheppy. So do you.
Yes, I do.
Can I add to that?
Yes, please.
I was a doubter, but now that I've seen them together, I think that they're going to make it. Like, they're quite cute.
Well, that's cute. There you go.
Yeah. No pressure.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Leva and Shep. We'll all be watching the reunion next week. Thanks. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Okay. Thanks, audience. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.